Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I want to continue on the subject of healing. And I want to talk about the fact that our healing was bought for and paid for at the cross at Calvary. It is part of the atonement. You know, in the book of Isaiah, starting at verse 5, it says that he bore our sicknesses and our pains. And it goes on to say he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace or our faith fell upon him. And then it goes on to say that wonderful verse that is very famous. It says, and by his stripes we are healed. And we see it also referred to in Matthew chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 14. It's Jesus walking into Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law is sick and lying in bed sick. And it says, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Some of the other gospel says he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she arose and served them. And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, now what prophecy of Isaiah? That Isaiah 53 that I just quoted to you, that he bore our sicknesses and our pains, and he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace and our faith fell upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was referencing that prophecy from Isaiah. And he says, spoken by Isaiah the prophet, this is Matthew 8:17. It says, saying, he himself took our infirmities, our sicknesses, in other words, and bore our sicknesses. Took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Listen here, Jesus, when he died on that cross, I mean, we see it in the communion, the Lord's table, when Jesus said, speaking of the cup, he said, this is the cup of the new covenant, my blood shed for you. And he said, for the remissions of the sin, it represents the new covenant, the remission, the forgiveness of sins, the washing away of sins. The shed blood of Jesus was sufficient for the forgiveness of sins. And then he said, he took the bread and he broke it, and he said, this is my body broken for you. And he was wounded, he was pierced, and by his stripes we are healed. Listen here, healing, salvation, it's in the atonement. We got to recognize this amazing fact about healing, is that salvation includes both forgiveness and the washing away of sins, spiritual, in other words, your sins are washed away, you receive Jesus into your life, you are born again, and you're changed into a new creature. You get it by putting your faith in and your trust in God. When you hear the gospel, you believe it and you recognize your need for a Savior, and you confess your sins, you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and something amazing happens on the inside of you. The Bible says that you are born again of an incorruptible seed, the Word of God. Now, healing in the physical body, in a sense, is like salvation to the body. How do we get it? We get it the same way. How do we get to receive healing? We receive it exactly the same way we received salvation. It says in Psalm 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them out from their destruction. Look, healing is received the same way you receive salvation. You put your faith in God, your trust in God. You put your faith in his word, where it says that you are the healed of the Lord, you that by his stripes you are healed. You receive it exactly the same way. Now think about it. If salvation and healing, if it is one package, received the same way, then look, how did you get born again? You just, I mean, maybe leading up to your that moment, it was a journey for you, but at that moment, you received him, you had faith, you confessed, maybe you went down to the altar, but you, I mean, it was not a painful thing. In the same way, healing, we need to believe with our hearts, and we need to act on God's word. Look, putting faith in God's word, believing God, is putting his word into action. You take him by his word, you receive it, you act on it, and healing is yours. So in the atonement, in the cross, where our salvation and our healing was bought and paid for by the death, and really and sealed by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have salvation. And in the nutshell, salvation includes both spiritual healing and physical healing. Receive it by faith. You are the healed of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.